I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We have Janine and Tracy here of the Robert Frost Charter School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. It seems like we have a big event coming up tomorrow, the second annual Harvest Festival. Let's set the scene. What can we expect?
Well, we can expect a lot of fun. It's just really a day for fun for families to come in and do activities, play some games, decorate pumpkins, get their faces painted.
Yeah.
We're even going to have a special guest that's going to be doing balloon animals. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
And what's the reason for the celebration? Like, why did the Robert Frost Charter School decide to celebrate the harvest? Like, what is the big deal, and why is this the event that we have chosen?
We celebrate for a lot of different reasons, to get communities into our facility, take a look, get to know who we are, and also to raise funds.
Excellent.
So as a public charter school, that's one of the things that we do a lot of.
Sure. And I guess there's going to be some raffle prizes, all donated by some local businesses. With some things that we can possibly win.
Yes, that is true. We have a lot of, as you know, very generous community members out there. So
always,
we have
yeah.
lots of prizes out there for a raffle.
Which is really great. That's one thing that I think a lot of the organizations and schools and people that come in say, one of the biggest bonuses here of living in the Mount Washington Valley is that we are all willing to help. Everybody's willing to chip in and donate some fantastic prizes, whether that be gift certificates or passes to one of the attractions. It's just amazing to see everybody. And as many events that we have, they're always very populated. And people are just happy to come in and celebrate. So
yeah.
I think that's great. And I know that the Robert Frost Charter School, you guys have all types of events always going on. It's really nice to see.
We do. We're a small school, but we're mighty. We have 52 students, mm-hmm. and we're really proud of what we have to offer to the community as, you know, an alternative or a choice for a different type of education that some students really excel at. So we like people to know about who we are and what we're doing.
And why don't we talk about that a little bit? Because it's definitely interesting. I mean, we know that there's the Harvest Festival, and like as we mentioned, the pumpkin decorating, and there's going to be fall-themed games and face painting and a bake sale and all of that. But what does set Robert Frost Charter School from the rest? What kind of separates them from the rest of the schools?
So as a charter school, we have the flexibility to deliver the curriculum that is standard throughout New Hampshire, but in a different way.
Yeah.
So we deliver it using the Montessori philosophy.
Okay.
So it's very individualized to each student as to what they need and how they can excel and how we can engage them. So we have a lot of different opportunities to give our students activities and present ways that they can learn really the same thing they would be learning in a traditional school, but in a way that works for them.
Right. Very cool. And people can learn more at robertfroschcharterschool.org. That's where you can go for more info on the school. And it looks like the festival that's going to be held, is that where you guys are located at this point, 110 Main Street in Conway Village?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. So that is where the festival will be held as well. What about the hours and when people can start showing up for that?
So the festival is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
So they can start showing up then.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have some vendors there as well. So we've had a lot of support from other people that want to come and participate and be part of it. So that's wonderful. And we'll have a big tent, so they'll be able to see us. We'll be visible from the road. So
wonderful.
Just come on in and have some fun.
Excellent. Sounds like a day for everybody. A little something for everyone, too. Again, when it comes to the raffle prizes, also there's the option of coming in costume. Might as well get in the Halloween spirit. We're so close. So that should be a lot of fun to see the kids all dressed up. And we have to make sure we push this. It's free to attend, which is pretty nice.
That is correct. Yeah. As is our school, free tuition.
Wonderful. Oh, okay. Even good. Even more. Yeah, learn about that. RobertFrostCharterSchool.org. And then, of course, the tickets sold for the some games that will be played, and all of that goes towards the school for the enrichment programs that you guys offer.
Yes. Yep. As I said,
nice.
We do a lot of different things for our students. We do outdoor learning. We have Spanish language for all. We participate in the ski program. So all of our students really get the full set of activities that you can find anywhere else.
Wonderful. Sounds like a fun-filled day. Make sure you guys go and check it out again. That's tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 until 2. A little bit of everything. Celebrate the harvest, the second annual Harvest Festival. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.